Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's apparently not necessarily a done deal. The sale of the high-tech Waltham-based battery maker A123 Systems to a Chinese firm. A federal bankruptcy judge today will decide on the sale, but since A123 has a contract with the Pentagon, some in Congress are hoping to block its sale to a non-U.S. interest. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has details.
Auctions are supposed to go to the highest bidder. In this case, that's Wansheng Corporation. The Chinese auto parts company has bid $256 million for A123. That's substantially more than the nearest U.S. bidder, Johnson Controls of Milwaukee. But Republican Senator Charles Grassley says A123 should not go to a foreign buyer.
Taxpayers are very concerned about $100 million of taxpayers' money given to A123 and whether that's going to end up in the pockets of a Chinese company.
A123 spent that stimulus money to build a state-of-the-art factory outside Detroit. It also got research grants to develop its technology. Grassley is hoping either the federal bankruptcy court or the Obama administration will nix the sale. But analysts say A123 removed a big stumbling block by agreeing to sell its military contracting business separately to a U.S. company.
It's an economic issue, not a national security issue.
Sam Jaffe with Pike Research likes the idea of A123 going to a well-funded buyer.
The Chinese company in this case is looking for an American manufacturing base to make batteries for the American market, employing American workers.
Wansheng says it would keep A123's research and development staff in Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.